From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
Hey, welcome once again to another Beers with the Brewers, recorded in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Brewing Company Tap Room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mark Richards, and today on the podcast, we've got Walter Keys.
Walter.
5 years
Walter
older.
Walter Keys.
Yep.
5 years older?
5 years older.
We haven't had Tony on in a while. Got Tony Cipriani joining today. This is a two-time podcaster for you.
Yeah.
In one day.
Two times in one day.
A two-timer.
Yeah, Mark,
you were also on that podcast. You're like, are you going to just complete the trifecta and do an episode of Pat's Pints podcast tonight?
If Pat had his druthers, we would record one immediately following this, but no. Okay. I think two a day is good for me.
I hope you don't lose your voice.
Yeah, also, guess who we've got over here? One Mr. Adam Benner.
He's here. That would be me.
In the house.
5 years older.
5 years older today. Seems like everybody's getting about 5 years older, including this brewery.
Yeah. It was 4 years old yesterday. Now it's 5 years old.
Yeah, that's how
birthdays
work. But
actually, it's not today at all. It's October 18th.
Well, but on September 19th, the first Friday of Independence Day, we sold water and T-shirts. First time we had any actual revenue after the Kickstarter project in 2012. So that's a big celebration on this day of this podcast. So it's a good topic. Du jour of 5 years of beers.
And we're going to talk about our fifth anniversary double IPA that will be dropping on you later this week Friday, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Also be in stores next week leading up to our huge, did I say huge?
Huge.
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 I heard it was the biggest.
Fifth year anniversary party.
Anniversary party. Best attended. Fifth anniversary brewery party.
Walt's
ever.
Been to the future.
Our parties are the best.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that goes without
Is
saying.
Is that what you're saying?
We can throw a good party.
Yeah.
Well, we got a damn fine beer to go with that party. You might only want one or so. We'll get to that later. Stay tuned as this one's clocking in at 8.1%. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a double IPA. Got what? Candied citrus, ripe melon, tropical. Dank, four words we'd probably call this.
I'd say so dank.
So dank.
So dank.
I think Kajir would also say so dank as well.
He has, so dank.
Cool.
Oh, a whole new scale. The Hajir's.
The Hajir dank scale.
Hajir dank scale.
Yeah.
Hajir's hoppy, heady dankness.
Yeah. Hey, Haj, how many danks would you give this?
So dank. So dank.
The dankstrosity level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to have him on next time to talk about that. I guess no taco and chili right now. The taco and chili's been on hiatus, but
I'm kind of okay for that. I think it's time to grow up a little bit. Are we beyond the taco and chili?
No, I don't think we're ever beyond a taco and chili.
Never beyond it. Okay,
I think this would go
we'll
pretty
bring
well
it back.
With like a turkey club.
Turkey club taco. Three layers of taco shell, just like a club sandwich.
Taco shells, and then you have turkey and bacon and cheese and lettuce. And
how
tomatoes.
About you didn't make it a taco and just had three pieces of bread, formed a club, called a club sandwich.
There you go.
Sounds good.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
There's a Mitch Hedberg joke in there somewhere.
Yeah. R.I.P.
I like my sandwiches with three pieces of bread. So do I. Well, let's form a club there.
Yeah. Well, it's not chilly weather just yet. A little cold front coming in next week.
I'm cold right now. I got the air conditioning blowing on me. And
I'm going to get you a bowl of chili in
here. I could go for a bowl of chili right now.
All right. Well.
The heater kicked on overnight here, which is weird.
That was weird.
But we got some big events, Walt. What do you think's happening around the tap room?
Well, I feel like we're going to talk a lot about the fifth anniversary party, so I'm going to skip that for now. But it is on Saturday the 28th, which is next Saturday. So we're going to come back around to that. Looking ahead, we also have the Sports and Jorts Franklinton Fall Classic. That is going to be a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that we are hosting here at the brewery. I think we got brewers playing musicians in basketball.
Yeah, well, do we have a team for that?
Yeah, I assume so.
I think we have to actually sign.
our friends at Wave, WAV, which is formerly known as the Dick and Jane Project, are running this thing. We are hosting. We are putting a giant basketball court in the beer garden because that's what kind of thing that we do. And that should be a lot of fun. And it's sort of coinciding with the release of the 2019 edition of Sports and Jorts, our collaboration with Seventh Son. Should be pretty cool. We're actually going to do a sort of sister event leading up to that on Thursday the 26th. So that's a week from today, if you're listening fresh, at Seventh Son. We are going to have a jorts contest over there, which is not what you think it is. It is going to be like a game of horse, but you spell it jorts using a sort of Nerf-style basketball hoop, and launch both beers over there.
Yeah, we'll be dropping Thursday. Both of them on you. That'll be a good opportunity to try both. Come out to Seventh Son.
Yeah, so try them then. At least ours will be available at the anniversary party a couple days later, and then the basketball event the following Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah. It's the following Sunday, October 6th.
October 6th, after the night Ohio State versus the Michigan State game.
Yeah, so come hungover and watch some people that aren't good at basketball play basketball against each other. Maybe people get some ringers. I don't know. We'll find out.
Talking about sports, thanks to all those Cleveland Browns fans that came out for that Monday night football game.
Yeah, what a turnout.
A lot of people.
Yeah, the beer garden was full. Not to capacity. I mean, you could stand. But every seat was taken up, which is pretty cool. And so I would say it's a safe bet that, weather permitting, we'll be showing night games out there for the
Browns.
Foreseeable future. For Browns and Buckeyes.
Including,
they have a Thursday night game, right?
Well, they also played this Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Sunday night football. What do they call it? Football Night in America?
Yeah. I think they call that. Jacksonville or something.
Rams?
I think it's the Rams.
Yeah.
So
Jacksonville's the Jacksonville Thursday
Rams?
Game. Well, no.
Jacksonville Rams. But the former Cleveland Rams. Now in Los Angeles.
Former St. Louis Rams as well.
Yeah. So we'll be playing that game.
Yeah.
In the beer garden.
So yeah, if you're a Buckeye fan, you're a Browns fan, and they're playing after dark, we'll have that on. Outside. For you.
Cool.
Good. Yeah, I like it.
Well, hey, let's talk about this beer we're drinking right now.
Well, let's do it.
This is a double IPA coming in at 8.1%, 33 IBU, so not aggressively bitter. These are all, from knockout to dry hop on the hops, so all late edition hops. We've got Callista in this. That's a hop that I'm not that familiar with. It's got kind of notes of passion fruit, apricot, blackberry, and pine.
So that is it's from Hallertau Tradition in Hool breeding line. So definitely a hop that we haven't really used in the past. So excited to bring this one on into the hop portfolio, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
It's a German hop.
Yep, yep. And then we got Citra, which I think every drinker knows if you're a craft beer drinker.
I'm guessing if you're listening to a beer podcast, you're probably familiar with Citra.
Yeah, Citra, and it's citrusy. Grapefruit, lime, that's kind of taste you get, and a little bit of dankness on that a lot of times. And then Eureka, which is well-known for being dank, resiny, tropical, kind of get some dark stone fruit and pine in that. The malt base on this is just all Swain Pilsner malt, and we use the Kvike Hornendahl yeast strain. So a lot of people using that right now, and I think that also can lend some notes of stone fruit, pineapple, kind of dried fruit leather-ish type of, maybe gives us some of that, helps complement that candied orange note that I think we're experiencing while tasting this beer.
Any relation between the Callista hop and Allie McBeal herself, Callista Flockhart?
Callista Flockhart.
Yes.
So I don't think she is German origin. And Callista hop came around in 2016 is when it was released. So
probably not. She probably doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
She did marry Harrison Ford, though.
It's true.
That's all I got.
Fun Facts by Walt Keyes.
Oh, it's also known here. Here's a little fun fact about the Calista hop. It's also known as Grungeist here in the United States, as another name for the hop.
I feel like there's a beer
the
name
green
in there
ghost.
With Calista Flockhart, and
the green ghost
flocculation, and all that. There's a good bad beer pun in there somewhere.
But yeah, you definitely get that peach and passion fruit coming through. That you can get that in the flavor. Beer is we're drinking this off the bright tank, so it's not fully carbonated up yet, and it's delicious.
It's real good.
It's really good.
Yeah,
a little bit more carbonation, I think, will really polish this beer off. It's looking a little hazy right now, but again, that might not be because it's fully done doing its thing. So the Quebec yeast does a good job ripping through that beer, nice and clean. It's great aromatics to it. This is a home run, I'd say.
And what about crushability on this, Adam?
How crushable is it?
There's a lot of ABV to consider.
Yeah, I got to throw a lot of respect to the 8.1 in this.
I think I'm going with the one.
Adam's going
one. I think
one.
You could do it too. The problem is, I'm looking at this. I'll say this is for Saturday the 28th that we'll talk about, the mm-hmm. anniversary party. So considering that we'll probably be here relatively early and then till very late, and yeah. there'll be a lot of conversations because we're excited to see everyone that has been supporting us over the past 5 years. Yeah, I would probably have a half of one of those that day, but yeah. I could see one.
Yeah, and with that, if you come down and you see us around and you listen to this podcast, come tell us you like it or that you don't like it. And why you don't like it, and maybe we'll fix it.
Yeah.
Or if you have any pointers, or if you have any fun segments that we should do,
if you
let us know.
If you want to hear more of the soundboard, I know that's I hear that all the time.
You would make Adam's life if you told him that.
We gotta find another input for the soundboard, the new soundboard we have. So, but yeah, I'd go with the one.
I go two. I could probably have two of these, but yeah, I got to switch up real quick without alcohol, and that may just be the two beers of my day.
Saturday the 28th, maybe one. Any other day? Yeah, like two. I think I could do two of these.
I'm saying two. I think it'd be a good beer to start the day with and a good beer to finish the day with.
Yeah? There's going to be a lot of beers to try on Saturday.
1.75.
And like the finish one will be like when I get home and I'm sitting on the couch and I'll have one sip and fall asleep.
It's a waste of a good beer.
Yeah. But it'll be a good sip.
All right.
It'll be worth it.
So
I can get more.
On to the anniversary party. I imagine we're going to have Kayla on next week on the podcast. I don't know if we have any other stuff. Kayla, are you going to be on the podcast
Kayla,
next week?
Are you
talk
be on the
about
podcast
the anniversary
next week?
Party.
She's not going to commit.
She's not
coming
in. She has a big, busy week next
week. Non-committal, and yeah, we'll be talking sports next week.
Sports.
And talking about other events, we did touch on the episode last week. Big shout out to Kayla and Mark and our friends over at the Metro Parks who put on a really great event down at the inaugural Scioto Fest. We're hoping that continues on. Weather ended up being great for the event, and it was awesome to be part of.
It was perfect. I was shocked how many people were camping right down here, you know, practically in downtown Columbus.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Neat. Yeah, it's pretty neat. Great bands, good times, good beer.
So yeah, onto the
Kiss FM.
onto the anniversary party. Any what are you guys looking forward to the most on the anniversary party?
I mean, it's going to be cool that we're going to have the Ohio State plays 7:30, and then we've got our headliner Saint Seneca going off at 8. And so I think I'm just going to kind of post up right in between the two and watch the game and listen to a great band.
So you say we'll have the band playing while the game's on?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, they just announced the game. We talked about it last week. We will have a big Jumbotron screen here all day playing college football and into the next day playing the Browns game. But that allows us, if you've been down to the tap room or the beer garden recently, the big stage, instead of being where the stage has always been, just looking out from the tap room is going to be out near basically on the putt-putt course. in the back there. So it really opens up, and we'll have the screen in its normal position on this around the stage. So you can enjoy both.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear the tunes, watch football. We're going to have, like Adam said, it's like a full-on Jumbotron setup, so you'll be able to see it during daylight and then obviously at night as well. It's not the greatest slate of games during the day.
Which is probably by why Ohio State and Nebraska is the headline game.
I think I looked through and we're going to tee up Northwestern Wisconsin at noon and then Notre Dame Virginia to follow. And then if something gets fun, we'll switch it over. But we do have pretty awesome slate of bands lined up. Kayla did a great job putting together the lineup. Hebdo has played here a few times. They're kicking things off at 1. WYD at 3.
What you doing? Is that what it stands for?
Yeah. Really? And they feature Carly from Souther, who's played here before.
I just saw her up on the one of the videos in the Kickstarter room.
And that's great. So new band for Land Grant, but familiar face up there. I've heard very good things about them. Zoo Trippin' coming back. They're a lot of fun. Fables featuring Land Grant bartender Jake Webb at 7. They're doing like a whole album release kind of thing. They've got some new fun stuff coming out. And then St. Seneca, which is about as big a band as Columbus produced in the recent past, is going to be our headliner at 8, which we're pretty pumped about. All the bands are playing for an hour and 45, I believe, other than Fables. They're playing a shorter set. But yeah, and then, like I said, football going on concurrent with all that, both inside and out. Food trucks. We got Ray Ray's, of course. Friends Sunnyside Tacos will be here. You might recognize them from Monday nights here at the Tap Room. Chicken Coop. They've been here before plenty of times. Ninja Bowl, our usual Wednesday truck. Tuesday truck. And then Angry Wiener will be here as well. And then Upright Press, our good friends, are going to be here. You can live print a Land Grant 5th anniversary slap bracelet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Slap bracelet.
Because you don't need another koozie, we decided.
Throwing it back to the 80s.
All
right.
I've given all my koozies away.
Yeah. You do not need another koozie, so we're not doing koozies. You can get a slap bracelet. That'll be a fun takeaway. We'll have some special merch. If you buy the t-shirt, you will get a free poster.
Ooh.
Which is exciting for you. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a hell of a day.
So as of today, and I know we did this during the pool party and all that.
Are you looking at the weather? What are you doing?
Looking at the weather. 79 degrees, partly cloudy according to Weather Underground. Dark sky has it at a 50% chance of drizzle. Weather Bug had us conveniently in sunny days. So
we're 10 days out. Whatever that
more
says.
More than 10 days. It's actually, you have to go to the future cast. So. Yeah, no, I think it's really neat to see a lot of folks that maybe just come back once a year. Maybe they moved away. We have a lot of folks that helped us out throughout the year. A lot of the team that has moved on, to see them come back, that's a lot of fun. There are going to be tours all day, so
yeah.
Depending, you can get a different perspective. You can jump on a couple of them. I know Walt, myself, Mark, Chris, Quentin. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Someone else?
Tours all day.
Yeah, so yeah. And they'll be posted. If you want to do a tour with the brewer and get that real technical side of things, you can sign up for that. If you want to do a tour with me and not get any technical knowledge at all, you can do that. But yeah, it's gonna be myself, Mark, Adam, Chris, and Quentin, I think.
If you go on my tour, you get a trivia question at the end. First person gets it right, gets a prize.
Ooh, wow.
That's a big one right there on my tours.
Oh, watch that. If you listen to this podcast and you take the tour with me and you mention it, that you listen to this podcast.
Prize.
I'll give you a prize.
Nice.
You know, and Walt's given out some really cool prizes in the past. He's given out boats. He's given out vacation homes.
Big screen TVs.
You know, beers,
koozies.
One of those really cool things.
Koozies are great.
Now, Walt, historically, during the anniversary party or opening, you got your family has had some really big news or announcements. Is there? Do you got anything cooking that you got? You've bought new homes. Oh. You found out you've had babies.
No,
you're hoping for a more low key.
No, my
not buying another house.
My section of the Keys family has no announcements. I can't speak for any of the rest of my family, but I guess Andrew and Julie just bought a house, so maybe that counts.
Yeah.
They just, yeah, they're moving on Sunday, so that's pretty close. I guess
that's close. Yeah. Former producer Julie.
Yeah. Former producer. Maybe she'll come back for the party.
There you go.
I don't know. We'll see.
See if she's got time.
Yeah.
I'll just be excited.
She's a hot shot lawyer now.
Could have her guest produce. Yeah. Maybe she can take a late lunch and guest produce next week. What about you, Tony?
Yeah, I'm just going to be excited to be here. So I was at the second year anniversary, the third year anniversary. I actually missed last year, which was a big bummer. One of my best friends got married, so I had to go back home. So I missed last year. So I'm really excited to just kind of be here again. I missed last year. And I missed the thing. That's great. I didn't even know you were here. That's great.
I missed the first one. That sucks.
Well, yeah. And then I actually missed our Christmas party last year, too, because I was in Germany. So yeah, I missed a lot last year.
We were celebrating.
So this year I got to, you know, make it up. So I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to try all the beers that the brewers are coming up with. And we'll have some cellared beers and some barrel age and some just one-off.
Got any previews of those? What's the insight, Tony? You got some inside knowledge?
Well, I don't know if I have any inside knowledge, but I mean...
But I do.
There are some that are coming back, which are super exciting. So it looks like 1862 is making a comeback for this guy. And Glory, which we actually talked about that today. We actually,
that's right.
Mark and I did a podcast earlier today, and we actually were talking about Glory. And I said, we might do it again. And apparently I was right, because it's coming for the anniversary party. So that's great. So that was our first crew beer, which is pretty cool.
I did not even know this.
I didn't know Glory was coming back.
You know what's going to be good to try? But definitely not a crusher, not an all-day anniversary party drinker, but one I'm really excited to try is that Maple Bourbon Barrel Aged International House of Bone Breakfast.
Yeah. That
one sounds really good.
That's going to be pretty decadent.
Couple of years, I've not had any of the barrel-aged beers, and I kind of regret it, but it also, I don't, because it's switching to water and this, like, I got a skull session here right after this, the double IPA 5th anniversary, that's going to be a perfect beer for the anniversary. That's probably the pro tip. 4.6%, whether you can only get it right now here at the stadium, here at the brewery or at the stadium. So that's a good beer if you're going
to
be here for
I tend to reach for that one when I'm here, for sure.
Keep it light, keep it tight. That's what, you know.
Yeah, coffee skull session, that'll keep us going.
I've heard this is very good. I have not tried
it. Yeah, that'll help keep us... powering through the day too. It's gonna be a long haul.
Yeah. So here's some variants we got coming. We got double dry hop stiff arm, blood orange stiff arm is always popular. Bomb pop Kolsch, a little summer surprise. Coffee skull session, mocha mutter. Sounds cool.
That sounds good.
Jalapeno lime urban sombrero.
Oh, I tasted that. It is spicy.
Super happy fun time. Lavender strawberry balloon hands. That sounds pretty good.
Ooh.
Guava lime balloon hands.
Balloonie's coming back.
And pomegranate balloon hands. And the brewers have told me that this list I have is incomplete, so there will be some additions coming as well. But yeah, if you go to lingeringbrewing.com/anniversary, you can see a beer list there, along with all the other info, the bands and the stuff. You can RSVP on Facebook. You don't have to RSVP, but helps us prepare.
A lot cooler if you can.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know you're coming.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing
you. Can't hurt.
Have we got your answer yet, Mark? What are you most excited about for the anniversary party?
Oh, I am most excited that I'm not going to miss it. So, yeah.
There you go.
You've missed a couple of the big parties this year.
Got a couple FOMO items this past year due to travel and weddings, other commitments. And yeah, I'm just glad that I can be here.
You know what we need to talk about that we haven't mentioned yet, which is pretty cool. If you're a beer lover in Columbus, which I assume you are if you're listening to this podcast, there's another big party that day over at Wolf's Ridge. They're celebrating their birthday.
That's right.
And we thought, you know what? I bet people want to go to both of these parties. So we teamed up with Shore North Trolley, and we're running a trolley between the two.
And I think you can drink on a trolley. Is this true?
No?
I don't want to spread that around.
When they do their tour for like the lights and everything, like during Christmas, I think you can drink on it.
Before, you definitely can drink before and after the trolley.
Yeah. If you can't go without a beer for 8 minutes,
it's not a long ride. But you will be able to board it here and ride it to Wolf's Ridge, and you will be able to board it at Wolf's Ridge and ride it here, and it's just going to be running all day.
I'm going to go to Wolf's Ridge and say
sure
hi.
I'm pretty sure it's just going to be free. So that'll be fun.
Wolf's Ridge is celebrating their 6 years in Columbus, and we have our fifth year.
So you want to talk about having no FOMO. There you go right there.
You don't have to miss anything.
Yeah. Yeah, so shout out to Short North Trolley. They've been cool partners to have just in general, but especially for this.
So Tony and I got an opportunity to be on another podcast today, the Beer Mongers podcast that's put on by our friends up in Delaware.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was a lot of fun.
It was. We actually invited them down to Land Grant. So we've never been on their podcast before, and they had asked us if that's something we would want to do, and we were like, absolutely. So we invited the guys down, and they came down, and we did it right here in the tap room and had the brewery going on, and brewers were brewing in the background, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. They're a lively bunch, that's for sure. And shout out to their store, Barley Hopsters, an awesome bottle shop, which actually is a homebrew supply store, which actually is a bar with taps. So they got a lot going on up there. Really cool spot up in Delaware. And
the Short North of the North is
the
what
short
I heard.
North the Short North of the North.
That's what they're claiming. Yeah, that's awesome. So, hey, it is good. It's a good spot. So check them out. Check out their Beer Mongers podcast. And was nice to be on their podcast today here at our tap room.
I think they may be on ours at some point.
That's right. We'll have to invite them over. Do a little cross.
Right? Yeah. They may still be out in Beer Garden drinking beer.
A little cross pod.
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun today. I had a good time doing that. And if you're ever in Delaware and in that area, definitely check out Barley Hopsters. Great beer selection. Find all that Land Grant beer up there as well. So, good stuff.
Can't go wrong there. Bringing it to the people. Bringing it to the people from downtown Columbus. So, thanks for joining us this week. We've got next week on Beers with the Brewers. We touched on a little earlier the Seven Sun collaboration, Sports and Jorts. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and talk about our sports. And then the very night of the podcast release, we'll have that event over at Seven Sun.
We should try and get those guys over here for that. No?
Yeah. Might just have to make a phone call.
There you go. I don't know. I don't want to make promises, but one of those Collins probably has nothing to do. And not Colin Bent. He's got a lot to do.
Well, there you go. Big closing thoughts?
Just excited. We got a lot of work next week. That's, I think, the stuff behind the scenes people don't see at the anniversary party. People are making, we make a lot of most of the decorations, get the stuff ready. Kayla, I know we talked about, she's got a lot going on. We'll be over at the Idea Foundry cutting up wood, lasering things. Just getting things ready to have a good time, and
if you don't believe us, drive by the brewery at like 2 a.m. on Friday night, and probably one of us is painting something out in the driveway or in the alleyway, guaranteed.
Yeah, but no, it's looking forward. It's always we always talk about we started the brewery. Walt and I always talked about we want to provide great experiences for beer. So when we get to throw these big parties, this is a huge way that we can. Share that with everyone. It's always wild just sitting back. And I think it hit me last year sitting, it was the Ohio State game when we're sitting there and there's 1,000 people in the beer garden watching it. They're all here from an idea we had and some great beer people and some great people that have made this into reality. So it's been wild. So. Now we're looking forward to seeing some old friends and
making some new ones.
Making some new ones. I know my parents will probably be listening to this. See, they're on their way up next week. You will definitely see Chris and Denise out on the patio, and they will be your new best friends. So say hello to them. They've been great support as all of our parents, in-laws, and everyone have been since we started.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Yeah. Cheers.
That's my closing thought.
No, hey, cheers. Tip your bartenders.
Tip your bartenders.
Tip your bartenders. Yeah. Two point one on the anniversary scale.
There you go. He's kind of smiling. Huh? He's still alive. Why wouldn't he be smiling?
Yeah, he's not a...
What?
I don't know. Let's keep it positive.
That was positive.
The song tells of a remix.
I'm smiling. I'm alive. Like, so are you.
Backdoor positive.
The song tells of an Earth doomed to destruction in 5 years in the aftermath of this knowledge.
That's not good.
It's great. Yeah, it's kind of upbeat. I like it.
Yeah, Bowie is rumored to have chosen the length of time, 5 years, as a result of a dream in which his dead father told him he never should fly again and he would die in 5 years.
Wow.
This is in 1971. At least he lasted quite a bit longer. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say considerably longer.
This reminds me of the Flight of the Conchords. Brett, it's David Bowie.